you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's golf. That's the language spoken here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers. Hello to all. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. The Duke, Robert DeCose, is in master control. Thank you for listening and for being the most important part of Tee to Green. On the show today, our good friend Ed Several is back. Ed is with the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. 2 months ago, a series of hurricanes hammered parts of the eastern U.S. The worst of those storms was Hurricane Helene. Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, and Virginia were all affected. A lot of golf communities and golf courses in those states suffered major damage, and it didn't matter if it was a nine-hole Muni or Augusta National, the home of the Masters. Helene did not discriminate. Well, shortly after that, the Golf Course Superintendents Association started raising money through its Disaster Relief Fund for supplies and materials to help its members recover, and Ed Several is back with us today to update us on those recovery efforts. Our co-host Debbie O'Connell did some traveling this week. 2 years from now, the Netherlands will host the first Solheim Cup, the biggest event in women's golf. Debbie was there this week. And later in the show, we'll be talking to her about her visit to the Netherlands to scout the Solheim Cup.
Soft drink for just a buck.
Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, any time. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Did you know that...
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and the Sirius XM app. Listen anytime, anywhere, any place at the SXM app. Tee to Green also streamed live at sportsbyline.com. How you doing, everybody? Welcome in another edition of The Big Show. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with my co-host, Debbie O'Connell. We've got the Duke, Robert DeCosa, in Master Control, and we are all ready to go with another big show for you today. Debbie, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. I tell you, that time change, you know, it makes it a little different. I did my best to stay up until 8 p.m. Eastern time last night, which was 6 hours later in the Netherlands, which where I was for 3 days. And I did okay. I did okay, and I'm feeling pretty good today already.
All right, Debbie went out to the Netherlands. They'll be hosting the Solheim Cup for the first time ever in 2026. And later in the show, Debbie's going to talk about the Netherlands and the biggest event in women's golf, the Solheim Cup, being out there in 2 years in 2026. Our guest in the first half of the show is on the Tee to Green guest line right now and ready to go. A couple of months ago, we had Ed Several on Tee to Green from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. That was right after Hurricane Helene struck portions of the East Coast here in the United States and wiped out a lot of golf courses and golf communities in several states, a lot of big golf courses and a few not-so-big courses were affected. And they started raising money for the Golf Course Superintendents Association members that were affected by Hurricane Helene. And I remember telling Ed after we talked to him that day that we need to get him back in a couple of months for an update. Well, a couple of months have gone by, 6 weeks or so have gone by, and we've got Ed on the line right now for that update. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, JW. How are you all doing this week?
I'm fantastic and excited to hear some updates, Ed.
Great. Well, I tell you what, you know, we've got a lot going on, and, you know, I want to first start by saying the effort, you know, it's not just the golf courses, but everything in Western North Carolina, obviously down in, you know, the Florida area. You know, it's just so many areas have been affected, and it's really great to see communities come together. As we shared when I was on last time, you know, the GCSAA, their community, we have chapters that are local along with our national efforts, and really they've come together to help not just their members and golf courses, but really the communities that they live in. And so, you know, since that time I think we spoke, there have been incredible efforts to get water, to get, you know, as we get into the colder weather, more, you know, warm weather items to those that are affected. And, you know, the fact is that there were areas that they were pointing out that had 30 feet of water, and many golf courses still have, you know, water sitting that had been taken out, but the members and the GCSA, both the local and, you know, those that are around, are working hard to make sure that first the community is taken care of, and then certainly the golf courses are opened up. And, you know, there's great, great stories of people coming together. So slow progress, but it's going to be a long time getting back to normal.
Yeah. Ed, are you able to help everybody, or are there some communities and some courses that you're just going to have to write off as a total loss, or do we know yet?
Yeah, I'm not that close to it that I could make that assessment. I mean, that's actually, you know, the you know, it's kind of the pecking order. You got to first get people, you know, that many of them, you know, were stranded, and you know, the first thing was bridges, and so we actually had companies that helped to identify the opportunity to get some kind of opportunity to be able to get people across water that, you know, whether a bridge had had washed out, or quite frankly, water had just started running and created its own new natural river, so to speak, that people had to get over. So a lot of that was really the first thing, triage. Then obviously getting facilities, whether it be electric or whether it be just, you know, energy back to those facilities. And now they're working toward you know, assessing damage, getting those courses where they could figure out how they, especially those that are heavily damaged with a lot of water, what the verdict is going to be. And then to answer your question in terms of, you know, help, we continue to have our GCSA Disaster Relief Fund for those GCSA members. It is available. And the idea here is that, you know, we want to make sure that we're there helping the local Carolinas, GCSA, led by Tim Krieger. You know, they yeoman's efforts. They really began running supplies to their members, to the local communities. And there's a great story of Pinehurst. You know, while they had some wind damage, they had a bunch of boxes that were left over from the U.S. Open. Well, some of the employees got together and used those boxes and began collecting items and started running them up to the western part of the state, about 3 hours away, in trailer trucks with supplies for those golf courses and for the affected communities. So really a lot of great stories out there.
How far along are the communities that were most affected? And do you, is there any vision of kind of life after hurricanes, and are people starting to rebuild? Just even, you know, I know getting the roads was first, getting some electricity and utilities. Where are we with all that, just for the communities?
Yeah, so I am not on the ground there, but what I have heard, and certainly what has been communicated back to us, is that, you know, the work is underway. And I think that you know that the communities are coming together. They're assessing the damage. And certainly, you know, they're going to work to make sure, first, again, it has to be about the community, and then working toward solving for any of the really heavily damaged golf courses.
Ed Severill is with us. He's with the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, the GCSAA, and the response to Hurricane Helene, particularly in a number of states, in a number of golfing communities that were hit hard by the hurricane and the damage suffered to those communities and to the golf courses in those communities. Ed, when you first put out the call for aid, for assistance, I'm sure there was a big surge in donations. Has that continued, or has that slacked off a little bit and you're trying to ramp it back up again?
No, I will tell you, the community has come together. And, you know, we have had such great support from both corporate partners, our members, and our local chapters. So as far and wide as the Ohio GCSAA, we've had, you know, donations giving from our chapters, from companies like Enview and Advanced Turf Solutions. So yes, but the fact is we need more. And so we are looking to, have any help we can. Donations can be made at gcsaa.org/foundation. gcsaa.org/donation, and you can help those in need, and that goes into our disaster relief fund, which then goes to our GCSA members in the local area.
And Ed, when you say it goes to the members, is it both that it would go to them and help with their golf course, or your members in particular who were directly affected by the hurricane and their struggling to get their homes and life back to some kind of normalcy?
Yeah, this is for our members to be able to get their life back to normalcy, because for them to be able to help out at the golf course, this is for them to be able to really just get their life back. I mean, many of them can't get out of their driveway.
Ed, I'm going to jump in right here. We're coming up on a break. I'm going to jump in and we'll pick this up on the other side. Ed's going to stay with us for another segment. Ed Severill, Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, our guest today here on Tee to Green.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. It's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Our guest is Ed Severill. We're talking to him. He's with the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. The GCSAA launched a disaster relief effort after Hurricane Helene came through and wiped out a lot of golf courses and golf communities in a number of states in the eastern part of the U.S. a couple of months ago. Ed, it's got to be tough when you're looking at areas affected and lives affected, careers affected, the economic hit that these states are taking from the tourism industry. But it's also got to be heartwarming to see the response that we're witnessing, people pitching in and helping out, working together, and then people from all over the country donating to the Disaster Relief Fund.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk about the community coming together, and, you know, the fact is that our members are the ones that, you know, we like to say GCSA members are essential to golf success. And we talked about, you know, being able to give them the ability to be able to get back to work. The economic impact of a golf course not being in business. The fact is that it's not just the golf and the green fees, right? But it's the person that fills up their gas tank to get to that golf course. It's the employees that are there, not just, you know, maintaining and creating great conditions for the golf course. And we all know, the economic impact goes far and wide. It's the food and beverage that's served. It's those employees that are in the clubhouse. So, yes, having these golf courses out of commission, and especially in that area, because remember, these are also destinations. So you have people that would fly in and stay at a hotel room. So, yeah, it's going to take years to get it back. Yep. That our members and that the communities that surround these golf courses, both in Florida and the Carolinas, you know, they are dedicated to their profession, and I know that they'll work toward getting that done. And you know, one of the things that will help them is, you know, we are working to have a show in San Diego this year. It's our annual trade show. And there'll be a lot of education there and a lot of opportunities for our members as well as those in the turfgrass management industry to come and learn about and discover the new opportunities that when they are looking to reopen a golf course to be able to address certain issues, they're going to be able to gain that knowledge.
Ed, is there a lot of technology being used? I saw there was a company, Mapware, to help people assess damage and any structural parts of the golf course that need to be enhanced and fixed as they move forward. What other technology or AI is being used in order to recover?
Yeah, I can't speak to that because I'm not familiar with that part of it. But I will tell you that from a technology standpoint, the technology that GCSA members, use, whether they be a superintendent, assistant superintendent, on the crew, equipment managers, the technology that's available and that they're using is just incredible. And so they're able to determine different moisture levels. They're able to do that from their phone. They're able to track on a regular basis the different nutrients that they use to make sure that not too much, not too little. And then also the idea that the coarse conditions are part of really a regimen that they have so that it's replicatable, and they're able to go back and look at different data to see what works best, whether it be how much rain came in, how much days of sun. They're able to put that in, and the technology today that's available to them is just amazing.
And I think, Ed, that's probably a part of, if there's any positive to come out of this, is that, you know, the next time something similar happens storm-wise, hurricane-wise, and there will be a next time, we can't control the weather, at least what we've learned this time around may be applied to mitigate some of the damage and some of the recovery efforts in the future.
Right. I mean, the fact is, there's always going to be a playbook. You don't like to be able to see any of this ever happen again. But the fact is you always learn. And the fact is that, you know, the GCSA has a best management practices manual for every state. And a lot of this area is covered in that. So our members have a playbook that they can go to that, you know, really enables them to be able to work with the local authorities to make sure that when that golf course is reopened, it is reopened responsibly.
Well, and it'll be great because you all come together every year. And I remember last time you were on the show to transition and ask about something really positive that your organization just held was the Women's Leadership Academy. It was, I believe, recently, like the 12th to the 13th. You had amazing speakers. Ed, if we can transition topics and move forward to even now as we talk about the future, how was that Leadership Academy?
Yeah, that was our second event. We ran it, and the inaugural event was in November of 2023. It just concluded. And it's an opportunity to really work with our members, and really beyond just the GCSA members. We had members there from the Sports Field Management Association, SFMA. We had members there that were from the horticultural area. These are female professionals that really came together to be able to really hone their leadership skills and to work, because, you know, one of the biggest issues that we face is workforce. Okay, workforce development is something that the GCSA is keenly focused on. And the fact is we need to make sure that we are bringing along and giving opportunities to everyone who wants to be in this great turf grass management field the opportunity to learn. And so that is what the Women's Leadership Academy is about. And it just concluded. It was highly successful, and we look forward to 2025 and a third edition.
Yeah, speaking of 2025, that leads us to the largest gathering of turf grass professionals. You're a couple of months out from your annual GCSAA conference. You mentioned San Diego. How are things going along those lines?
It is so exciting, I will tell you. You know, the fact is you know, with many opportunities to learn, we've got over 425 exhibitors. The show floor is almost sold out. Our attendance is running ahead of last year. We've got really so many things planned. We've got 74 seminars. We have 20 what we call power hours. What's a power hour? It's where for an hour you have just a continuous cycle of instructors come in and give you quick hits on information, insights, ideas. We're going to have live demos of autonomous battery and electric mowers. We're going to have the third edition of our sustainability showcase that's built in conjunction with the Golf Course Builders Association of America, the architects, American Association of Golf Course Architects, and with the USGA. And we call it our sustainability showcase. It's built outside. And it's actual green fairway and T-Box, and we show all of the efforts that are going on from a sustainability showcase and standpoint, because our members, really, at the end of the day, they are environmental stewards. They work to make sure that the golf course is really something that can be sustained both today and in the future. And this is where different ideas are demonstrated in actual form, where we actually take a green and cut it in half, and so you actually see the substrate. We're going to have 8 different what we call interactive facility learning tours, where we actually go to golf courses. So we'll be at Torrey Pines 6 days after the Farmers, and the attendees will be able to go and listen to the GCSA members talk about both professional tournament course prep and course prep for the tournament that comes in, that whether it be a member guest or be a local outing for an organization. They'll be able to learn everything from course renovation, where they'll go to Omni La Costa, where the men's and women's NCAA championships were just held in, I believe, May of this year on the new Gil Hans course. So the north course there at Omni La Costa, where they'll be able to learn about course renovation. We've got a water event and water management event. We've got an irrigation event at the Hunter headquarters. So a lot going on. It is a hands-on, immersive event. We've got 3 incredible events. We've got 2 exciting keynote speakers. We've got a great event on the USS Midway. So lots going on for the GCSA Conference and Trade Show in 2025.
Yeah, that's coming up in February 3rd through 6th in San Diego, California. Ed, I hear the music means we're just about out of time. Give us the information and the way that people can go to the GSAA website and contribute to the Disaster Relief Fund.
Yes, gcsaa.org/foundation. gcsaa.org/foundation. And for those of you who are in the turfgrass profession and want to join us in San Diego, go to gcsaconference.com, gcsaconference.com. Everyone have a great day, and hit them straight and hit them long.
Yes, Ed Severo, Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, on Tee to Green. Be right back.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. It's TD Green. It's The Golf Show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie, and a special quick message from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program, the 2024 Green Saver. Soon to be the 2025 Green Saver. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, check out the Green Saver and a special late season price. We get some days in Colorado when it might be a foot of snow on the ground, and we get other days when it's in the 60s and 70s and you're able to play golf through the winter. The Green Saver is now available in book or mobile format. You can save with half offs, two for ones, other discounted green fees, plus there are discounts available on carts, equipment, club fittings, lessons, golf travel, and more. The special late-season price, just $29 for this 2024 Green Saver. And the 2025 Green Saver has a special early-season price of $39. So you can wrap up 2024, get a little golf in before the first of the year for just $29. And for $39, you can pick up a book and start playing again after the first of the year for the 2025 Green Saver. And remember, the more you play, the more you're going to save. Enjoy some great golf without breaking the bank. For more information or to order, check out greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. Our co-host Debbie O'Connell from Golf Positive has had an interesting week. She's racking up the frequent flyer miles. She just got back from a trip to the Netherlands. The Netherlands will be hosting the 2026 Solheim Cup, the biggest event in women's golf, for the first time ever 2 years from now in 2026. And Debbie went out there for a few days this week. Debbie, what was the purpose of the trip?
It was my site inspection. So every Solheim Cup since 2011 in Ireland, I have been running a trip. That was with a previous company. And then starting in 2017, I began to run my own with Golf Positive. And it's such a great week. We have our own Golf Positive Cup. We play golf for 2 days and have a match play so everyone can get the experience of playing match play for their team, which gives them a little bit of a feel of what the players go through. And so I wanted to do a site inspection. I wanted to look at golf courses and choose which ones we'll play. I also had the opportunity to go to Bernardus, the host club of the Solheim Cup, and talk to the general manager. And she said, we want to make this the best Solheim Cup ever. And they are determined. So she even said to me, she said, pop me an email, let me know things that have worked and really well, what could be better, where can we improve, and what to watch out for. So she's, as a tour operator, bringing a group of, I'm expecting about 120 of my closest friends traveling with me on this trip. So I, with my experience, and I was asking her a few questions, and they said, you know what, write me an email. So very open to really considering everything as they put this event together with IMG. But for me, I wanted to experience the country, and then where we will stay is in the city of Utrecht, which is a phenomenal city. Jay, I've never seen more bicycles in one place than I did in the city of Utrecht, and what I understand, those the whole country, they bicycle is a main form of transportation, so you don't watch out for cars when you're walking around, you watch out for bicycles going by.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, you don't think, when you think of the Netherlands, you don't really think about golf or things like the Solheim Cup. So how did all that come about, or do you know the story?
You know, I don't know the ins and outs. I know, you know, there's obviously bidding each year, the different countries. I think money talks. So whatever country or host club, you know, is going to it not only provide a great experience, but also have some financial input into the Solheim Cup, I would imagine that's a big part of it as well. So I'm not sure of the ins and outs, but you're right. You don't think of that. When I was doing my research, I learned that golf is the fourth most popular sport in the Netherlands. And they do have, you know, a nice amount of golfers who play and great golf courses of which to play and to choose. I got to see four of them myself. And, you know, I have a gentleman bringing me to these courses, and each one got a little better. He was like that great realtor who starts with a nice-looking house, but then each one gets a little bit better and a little bit better. That's what he did with me, and I ended at a private golf course called the Dutch. Every course that I looked at is private, so it's we have to ask special permission to have our group play on these courses, and we have attained that, and I believe I have my two. I'm waiting for final pricing, and my whole package price will be out very soon.
Oh, that's cool. What impressed you the most about your visit?
The people were all so welcoming and kind and down to earth. It didn't matter, you know, when I was visiting that first golf course or walking through the wonderful college town of Utrecht or going to the high-end private course, the Dutch, or at Bernardus, which is another, you know, you can do a day member, be a day member. They treat, you know, everyone the best they can be, and it's warm, it's welcoming, and friendly, just even walking through the town, such a friendly place to be. So that was first and foremost was the people.
The 2026 Solheim Cup will be played in the Netherlands for the first time ever. For people who aren't too familiar with the Solheim Cup, it's the women's version of the Ryder Cup, the best U.S. female golfers versus the best European female golfers, and it's played every 2 years, and 1 year it's played in the United States, and then the next event 2 years later, it's played in Europe. A couple of years ago, they played it in Spain. This past September, a couple of months back, they played it here in the U.S., in Virginia, and of course in 2026, it's coming to the Netherlands. Did you actually spend much time at the actual course where it's going to be played, Debbie?
Hey, Jay, I played 9 holes. I was so excited to have this opportunity. They squeezed us in, and it was spectacular, and it's the first time I ever played on a course that either had hosted a Solheim Cup or that was planning to host a Solheim Cup. So it was very, very exciting for me to stand foot on that golf course, Bernardus. And Bernardus, also the owner, owns a winery in California, Bernardus Winery. And when he bought this golf course, it kind of seemed like the perfect name, and that's how it got its name. It's after the winery. So in the clubhouse, they had a whole display of all of the wines as well.
Sometimes when they take an event, a big event like this, overseas to Europe and play, there's a little bit of a culture barrier or a language barrier. Did you see any of that going on?
I was very impressed that everywhere I went, I would just let them know that I speak English, or I would start speaking in English, and then they would stop speaking in Dutch and start speaking in English. And that's what's so comfortable there about everyone does speak English, and especially in all any restaurant and store that I visited, or even going to the train. The train system's phenomenal. So I, on my way to the airport from Utrecht, we're going to stay at an amazing hotel called the Carol Five, and there's so much history from this hotel. Parts of the building were built in the 1300s, and the whole transition from medieval times all the way to be a medical hospital to then turn into this extraordinary five-star hotel. And it took me 8 minutes to walk to the train station. And the train station just so clean, and it was effortless to get my ticket and get on the train and get to the airport. And then when you get to the airport, I walked out of the train station, went up the stairs, and I'm in the airport. So it's very easy travel. Same thing. We're going to plan like a day trip probably to Amsterdam from Utrecht. So we don't have to get a bus. We just will all go to the train station together and take a train right into the heart of Amsterdam. So the travel is going to be terrific. The goal of this particular Solheim Cup is to be the most environmentally friendly Solheim Cup, and they are having electric buses as shuttles from the parking area. And they want it to be 80% environmentally favorable to the environment. I was thinking of this as we had Ed Severo on from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. I was at one of the courses, and I see a guy coming out with a blowtorch. And I said, what's that for? And he said, it's to kill the weeds. They don't use chemicals. And their golf courses are in great shape. So they literally burn the weeds all the way into the root, and then it dries out, and it's gone. So I was really impressed with that. And they looked at me like, yeah, of course, because that goes into the earth, and then we end up drinking that water, and it's part of our food. So no, we don't want chemicals. And it's very different than what happens here in the United States, although I know we're getting better and better with those decisions, and we have golf courses who are very well aware in making certain adjustments to be more environmentally friendly. But it was neat to have that opportunity to see that gentleman come out with a blowtorch.
So you've got a little less than 2 years till the next Solheim Cup in the Netherlands. Do you plan on going back any time between now and then?
I don't have plans to go back in between. I saw everything I need to see to put together an amazing package for people who has many traveled with me in the past, and they come back, which is very nice that they come back and want to travel with me again. So many doing that, many then invite their friends, and then I'll have some new travelers. So we'll put together an incredible package. It'll be 7 nights, and it will be leaving the States on Sunday night, arriving Monday, and that will be more of a rest and check-in day and get kind of used to the time zone. And then Tuesday we'll play golf, and then I'll have my opening welcome dinner after in the evening of golf that we play after in the first day, and then we'll have our day two of the Golf Positive Cup, and then we'll also arrange sightseeing for everybody. We'll have different options that people can choose on Thursday, and then from there it's opening ceremonies and the Solheim Cup, and we'll take care of everybody getting to and from the golf course with ease. We'll have a motor coach, that uses gas to get there to the golf course, because we'll have large motor coaches to transport everybody. But, I won't need to see anything again. I got to see everything that I needed to see. It's fantastic. I encourage all of you, go on my website, debbie-o'connell.com, and it will come up that you can get your deposit in. I will sell out, and people are putting their deposit in now. And it's refundable till the end of the year, except $25 for processing fees. But debbie-o'connell.com, come and check it out. Join me in the Netherlands.
All right. It'll be here before you know it. 2 years goes by pretty fast anymore. As the U.S. Tries to retain the cup, they won it back a couple of months ago for the first time since 2017. The U.S. versus Europe, the Solheim Cup. That's Debbie O'Connell. We'll take a quick break, back with more Tee to Green right after this. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruise or land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruise or land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
The fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf, another hour just flying by here today on Tee to Green with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. If you're looking for some golf to check out this weekend, there's a couple of events. PGA Tour, the Butterfield Bermuda Championship, Port Royal Golf Course, Southampton, Bermuda. Boy, that sounds good right about now. Andrew Novak, Rafael Campos, tied at the top of the leaderboard, both at 16 on par. Justin Lauer, 15 under. Wes Bryan, minus 13 within striking distance, heading in to the final round in Bermuda today. The ladies are in Bel Air, Florida, for the Annika by Gainbridge at Pelican. Boy, that's a mouthful. They need to shorten up some of these names to some of these events. But look at the leaderboard. Charlie Hall, 12 under. Nellie Korda, 11 under. You got probably the best two female golfers in the world right now battling it out at the top of the leaderboard. And then tied for second with Nellie Korda is Wee Wee Zhang of China, my new favorite name on the LPGA Tour. She's also at minus 11. J.H. Kim, minus 9. It's the last event, Debbie, before next week's CME Tour Championship, and that'll pretty much ring the curtain down on the ladies' season.
And it's been a great season. It's been so exciting, and then to have the Solheim Cup and get the cup back this year as well. It's all been great for the LPGA this year.
Our thanks to Ed Severill for joining us. If you want to help out the recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene, gcsa.org is the website. And don't forget their conference and trade show coming up in early February in San Diego. You can sign up at the gcsaa.org website for that. And, boy, that's another quick hour, and we're just about done.
We are. Jay, it's been great. You're just phenomenal, and honored to be here with you.
Great job, Debbie O'Connell and Robert Dacosian, Master Control. Thank you all for listening. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.